It's Tuesday, June 8th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. The head of the Senate Republican political arm says he expects former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt to challenge Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto next year for a U.S. Senate seat. Florida Senator Rick Scott is the chair of the National Republican Senate Committee. He told the Associated Press he has been in touch with Laxalt. Scott said that Laxalt has not confirmed a run, but that he will be surprised if Laxalt doesn't run. Laxalt is a close ally of former President Donald Trump. He would give Republicans a boost in their quest to seize Senate majority in next year's midterm elections. The GOP needs to flip just one seat to take Senate control. The Washoe School District Board is set to discuss a potential social justice curriculum for kindergarten through fifth graders at their meeting today. That curriculum aims to provide students with classroom instruction that prompts conversations about different cultures and the events that took place in the U.S. over the last year. In a survey for school district parents, staff, and community members, nearly 83% of respondents were in opposition. The Washoe County School District Superintendent recommended the board move forward with what she called a measured approach and create a task force to discuss the curriculum further. A committee has recommended keeping the controversial John Mackey statue at the University of Nevada, Reno, for now. Last summer, a petition was started calling for the removal of the statue. The sculptor, who's most known for creating Mount Rushmore, was connected to the Ku Klux Klan years after creating the statue. The committee recommended keeping the statue in place, but continuing discussions around Nevada's history and its impacts on marginalized communities. As a note of disclosure, the Board of Regents to the Nevada System of Higher Education owns the license to this station. Carson City and Washoe County lead the state in COVID-19 vaccinations per capita. They are the only counties in Nevada that have completely vaccinated half of their residents 12 and older. For comparison, across the state, fewer than 41% of Nevadans 12 and older have completed vaccination. The statewide vaccination rate has steadily decreased since mid-April. Officials are also reporting an average of 117 COVID-19 cases per day over the last 2 weeks, along with two deaths during that same time period. Debris from last year's wildfires is sullying water systems for towns in our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Imagine a creek of black, sludgy water running along a burned hillside. It's collecting ash and possibly heavy metals once rooted in the ground by trees and plants that burned up last year. This isn't new, but with the West seeing record-setting megafires, you start to run into problems.
It means you're going to see water that may not be treatable. We're already seeing that.
Esther Vincent is with Northern Water, which provides water to northern Colorado towns. She says even if they had come up with the worst-case scenario in planning water systems,
I don't think anybody would have dared to design, you know, a scenario that is this bad.
Fort Collins, Colorado is already on a water shortage watch because of runoff from the Cameron Peak fire and partially from what's expected to be another hot, dry summer. Vincent says with climate change, she expects more fires, more contaminated water, and more water shortages. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Wait lists for housing vouchers are now open for Washoe County residents. Individuals can sign up for the Reno Housing Authority's voucher program for public housing and other housing choices through June 18th. Households are encouraged to apply to several wait lists for programs that best meet their needs. Washoe County residents will be prioritized. The Reno Housing Authority typically helps more than 4,000 households access housing per year. Those are your morning news headlines for Tuesday, June 8th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.